And welcome back to Coast Radio Sports. Wayne, how you doing?
Well, you know, we went from a slow game in the sense of the girls' game. I mean, it took a lot of work. It takes a lot of time because of all the turnovers. That we went to high-speed boys' game here, especially on Siuslaw's side. Siuslaw really looks really good here tonight. I don't know. I haven't been. This is my first game. But if they play like this, it should be a pretty good season. And
yeah.
Of course, it depends on who's on the other side, too.
Right.
But the thing is that they are looking, they look pretty good.
Yeah, they're playing good, solid, fundamental basketball. They are a high-paced team. You know, they don't pass the ball around the perimeter a lot and take, you know, the whole time of the 35-second shot clock. They're a more quicker-paced team who's looking to drive the ball to the basket. And it works very well for them. Gabe DeLeon, Chaz Edblum, Michael Falcons, they can drive that ball underneath very quickly. Once they're in the air, those guys can just maneuver themselves and lay it right up nice and easy. You got Michael Falcons who can just work from the outside. Justin Allen can, you know, for being a 6'3 senior, the guy's shooting three-pointers right next to the 5'9 Micah Blankenship, who's just nailing outside shots as well. So they're a very dynamic, exciting team to watch. It's been a lot of fun to see them do this and run this offense. Couple turnovers here and there with, you know, this little behind the back dribble. Some of that can be eliminated, you know, if you can cut that out and, you know, but when you're up, you know, 25, 30 points, a turnover, a coach isn't going to get too frustrated with you, but you know, things are only going to get more difficult for you. You know, in a couple weeks we go into league play back to all 3A teams, which usually are going to be more competition for us, but you know, they are playing really well.
Yeah, they are. And I like the way they look for each other, too. Like, you might, like, De Leon, it was a couple times he was over in the left corner here. He got under pressure, didn't want to take the shot, passed it out to the top, and then they passed it down into the low area underneath the basket. They just moved that ball so quick. The defense doesn't have time to adjust to that. Someone's going to be wide open. When you move the ball effectively, you're going to have somebody open.
Yeah. Yeah, we're great coverage of the first quarter or first half. I tell you, good offense by the Vikings. Boomers just are failing to get anywhere against the Vikings. So we're going to take a break here at Coast Radio Sports, and we'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Toledo, Oregon. We got a few minutes left at halftime. The Vikings are up 46-17 over the Boomers. Wayne, where'd all these points come from?
All right, let's take a look at it. First of all, start with the Toledo Boomers. And with Marthala with 6 points, 2 3-pointers, by the way, and 3 for Heinlein, Jack Heinlein, with 3 points, a field goal and a free throw. And Socha, who looks like he's a pretty good shooter, only has 3 4 points, all of them free throws. He hasn't had a field goal. And Robert Wagner with 2, and Putman, Evan Putman with 2. Over on our side of things, you got De Leon with 4 points, Edblum with 7, 2 field goals and a 3-pointer. And Micah Blankenship looking pretty good there, getting some nice layups with 6 points. And you've got Falcons out there with 6 points as well, all field goals. And then Clampy with 12. 4 field goals, a 3-pointer, and a free throw. And then Justin Allen, he had an NBA 3. he really did. Justin Allen, 2 field goals and a 3. And then you got Burt with 4 points. And that's our 46 points to their 17.
I tell you, the Vikings looking strong inside and outside. You know, the layups are coming. They're working hard in the paint, but they're also making those outside shots. They're really making it look easy tonight so far.
Yeah, they're fast, they're quick, and if you're going to play defense against the Vikings, you got to be quick.
Yeah, you do have to move. You got to be real fast. They will break the press and they will run the ball quick.
Yeah, they'll do it. And they, you know, I like the way they look around the court, and as fast as they're going, somehow they're managing to find the open person.
They do. They've got eyes up the court. So we've got to kick the third quarter off here in about a minute and a half. We're going to take one more quick break. The Vikings are up 46-17 over the Boomers. We'll be back with the rest of the game at Coast Radio Sports. And we're back. Thanks to Les Schwab for giving us that halftime break. We got about 15 seconds left before we kick off the third quarter. Their Vikings with a commanding lead over the Toledo Boomers once again, showing a repeat of our game back in December 20th. They are leading 46-17 as we'll get started here with the third quarter.
Yeah, on Viking Sports Talk Thursday, we'll have Dylan Perry there with us. And if everything holds true with what we're seeing, he'll be up and excited to be on the air with me on Thursday morning at 7:25.
As he should be. He should be a happy man come Thursday, but he's got to prep for Friday when you and I are going to see him in Harrisburg.
Yes, that's true.
All right, so here we go. Third quarter time, Vikings with the ball. And Falcons looks to his right, looks inside to Ryan Clampy, makes it look easy and drops two more points on the board for the Vikings. Cody Lang will bring the ball up for the Boomers, looks over to Socha again. Still unable to get himself open for a three-pointer, but that one's taken by Mason Chamberlain and is missed. And Evan Putman is missed as well on the rebound. So a lot of scrapping down there underneath for that rebound. The boys coming off fresh of the locker room after halftime.
Some of that frustration underneath is because of the pressing defense, too.
Yep.
They have a hard time getting that ball back up.
Yeah, so Boomers look up to the top side and inbound the ball up to Cody Lang. And the Vikings in a man-to-man defense still here. Been working very well for him tonight. Passing the ball around the perimeter are the Boomers, looking inside, trying to find anything with 19 left on the shot clock. Still nothing available to work the ball in for an open shot for the Boomers. So they'll pass over to McKibben, who's been working up top, and Chamberlain will drive down below with a left-handed layup, misses. Justin Allen takes an elbow to the right eye. Michael Falcons will drive to the hoop with the right hand to layup. He's fouled. The basket will count, and he will go to the line for a free throw. So Mason Chamberlain with the foul.
That's his fourth.
Puts the Vikings at 50. Boomers at 17. And Justin's going to check out here with a little rough spot on the eye with Falcons at the line. Freshly into the third quarter, 6:54 left. Falcons' free throw misses and is rebounded by the Boomers. So they'll bring the ball up. Vikings maintain man-to-man. Cody Lang drives to his right. It's missed. In Evan Putman with the rebound and missed and stolen by Gabe DeLeon, who'll take it down the court by himself. Outside to Michael Falcons with a long three. Misses.
Nice rebound.
Gabe DeLeon with the rebound. Outside to Blankenship for a three. That goes off the back of the hoop. Falcons with the rebound and just put the toe on the line. Yeah, he did.
Falcons stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, just that big long stride of his came down with that rebound and was unsuccessful at the.
Well, you got to like the offensive rebounds, though.
Yes, exactly. That's what's going to win you games right there. So Boomers, again, working the perimeter of the three-point line. Viking defense strong, not letting them get the ball in the inside. Cody Lang drives to his right, passes cross-court all the way to Mason Chamberlain, attempts a three, and it does not fall. Rebound controlled by the Vikings up to Chaz Edblum, who takes it all the way one-on-two and does not make the layup, runs into Socha, but no foul is called.
Boy, he's not afraid to go to the basket, I'll tell you that.
No, he is not. Evan Putman will bring it up for the Boomers, and they'll work the perimeter inside, and it will go out of bounds and be Viking ball on the attempted pass into Justin McKibben that didn't work.
Yeah, Edblum, he's a strong attacker to the basket. I mean,
yeah, if he was coming at me, I would just get out of the way.
Yeah, he's amazing.
So 5:42 left in the third. Ball's in play. We got the Boomers at 17. Your Vikings at 50 now. And a long baseline three-pointer by Chaz Edblum falls to give the Vikings 53 with 5:25 left in the third. So Boomer ball, and the Vikings still in a tough man-to-man defense here that the Boomers just can't penetrate to seem to work the ball with an easy shot down low. And the long three-pointers missed by Mason Chamberlain, thrown inbound by Socha.
That was a nice save.
And the layup there goes in from Putman. What a great save as he was going out of bounds.
Yeah.
So we'll see the Vikings do here on offense as we pass the ball around the outside of the perimeter down to Edblum, back up top, the Falcons. Looks left to Blankenship, then goes with the pass and back up to Edblum. Drives to the left, back outside to Falcons, looks for a three, goes inside, goes for a layup, gets his own rebound after the missed shot, rebounds again, tipped outside off of Ed Bloom to Socha of the Boomers, takes it all the way down the court with a left-handed layup, misses, and a flying Chaz Ed Bloom comes in with the rebound, deep pass down to Ed Bloom with his miss.
Beautiful pass to Leon. He just couldn't get it going.
Yep.
He was a little bit too deep, you know, towards the baseline, and he just couldn't get it up off the glass. Yeah. But that was a beautiful inlet pass.
It was
right on the butt.
Just a little deep there for De Leon to get back from underneath the basket and the board there to make that work. But on the pass back up from the Boomers, it is over and back across the half-court line. So they turn the ball over back to the Vikings again. With 4:16 left now in the third, Vikings lead 53-19. Pass around the perimeter by the Vikings, driven in by De Leon, back outside.
What was the call?
Double dribble called on De Leon. Those little things, those behind the back turnovers, passes.
What happened there?
Got to get them.
He went deep into the key, and he had three ball players around him, and he tried to do something with it, and he couldn't. And that's where
needed just a little help.
Yep.
So Cody Lang looks over and wants to get an outside shot here for the Boomers, and Jack Heinlein just can't make it work, so he drives in deep to the right, and it's a no-go there. And that'll go up to Falcons. So Falcons looks deep into De Leon again within the pass that just goes over his head.
Yeah.
So a little less control now for the Vikings, and not to say they're getting a little showy, but they're kind of getting a little greedy, a little cherry-picking down the court there, so... We'll see if they can rein that back in and control the play a little bit and see how that goes. So the Boomers will bring the ball back up.
Is this fair? They're bringing all these treats right in front of us.
We do have some Toledo young ladies here with all kinds of sweet treats. Wayne, you're going to have to control yourself.
I like this idea. They got
cupcakes and chocolates and
eclairs,
danishes.
My goodness. I think I'm going to transfer and come up here and go to school.
Cody Lang looks to the right. We'll have to distract Wayne from the sweet treats here. And Boomers work the outside. Look for the pass on the inside, but not before a foul on Justin Allen, number 22.
53-19. Wow. Who would have thunk it, huh? But, you know... To be fair, with Toledo, they've had a lot of shots. They just can't get it to drop.
Yeah, just not falling there.
Yeah.
So Boomer is inbound the ball, and it's fought hard for the Boomers and Ryan Clampy, who's back in the game, and it goes back out of bounds off Ryan's right hand and will maintain being the Boomer ball. So the inbound goes to Cody Lang with a big right-sided three-pointer that misses. Ball comes off to Falcons, who goes long down the court to Justin Allen, kicks it outside to Micah Blankenship, and kicks it back out again to Justin Allen, who doesn't get it to go, but Micah Blankenship eventually gets it to fall. So a lot of pass around there, in and out from the Vikings, making it work. A little selflessness basketball there to put points on the board. They do stop the Boomers at the three-point line, kick it back out to Cody Lang, and who drives it in hard to the court, but misses the shot. Rebound picked up by Falcons, taken all the way to himself, over to Justin Allen, who would have had an easy layup there, but the ball was just not a good pass where it needed to be, so they kick it back out to Blankenship. Inside to Owen Burt, over the top of the defense's head. Owen lays it in easily for two more for the Vikings. So 2:15 left on the clock, with 57 for your Vikings and 19 for the Boomers. Scoring expedition here as in the third quarter. The shot goes up for Evan Putman, gets his own rebound and lays it back in for two for the Boomers at 2 minutes left in the third.
That's only 4 points in this second half for them.
So the Viking defense, as Wayne said, has just been commanding and shutting down the Boomers, unable to score.
There's
here.
Foul reaching around.
Yep. Foul. Michael Falcons will be the...
It's Wagner on the foul.
Yeah, Wagner on the foul. So Michael Bennett... Falcons will be the beneficiary. Not going to send them to the line on that. It's not five yet.
Yeah, they said at 19 for quite a while, they finally got one to drop. And boy, I tell you what, the Vikings are just playing very, very well right now.
So Ed Bloom will inbound to Blankenship. He calls for a switch on the offense here. Ed Bloom looks back over to Blankenship and Gabe DeLeon up top. Micah Blankenship all the way across the court. Again, could be a dangerous pass, but the Vikings make it work really well. Stick down to Owen Burt, back outside to Blankenship, who just chains a three from the left-hand side baseline. 1:26 now left on the clock. Vikings 60, Boomers 21.
Wow.
So commanding lead here and by the Vikings. Boomers just unable to put the ball in the bucket right now. Big outside three-pointer from Socha. Finally got an open shot. What looked what he wanted. Breakaway by Owen Burt. And his shot is blocked by Socha, who hustled back down the court. Two players exchange a good high five there. That's good sportsmanship on both players.
Yeah, that was a beautiful block by Socha. He could have given up on that, but he just hustled all the way down there and put his hand up there and slapped that ball.
Yeah,
actually froze it in each other's hands.
Yeah, they did call Heinlein for a foul on that, even though Socha was there. So that sent Owen Burt to the line.
You really did there. Yeah. That's interesting.
So Owen Burt makes it 61-21, a 40-point lead for the Vikings with 105 left. And he gets the second free throw to fall. So it brings him to 62. Boomers will inbound with 103 left in the third quarter. So just over the half-court line, Blankenship takes up a stiff defensive position there and holds him, just trying to trap him against that line. Steal by Justin Allen, who takes it by himself. Nice, easy layup, and he's fouled. Doesn't allow the shot to fall, but that's going to send Justin Allen to the line to shoot two.
Well, you know, like we were talking about in the halftime, these guys are quick. When they get the ball, they're moving. They're not going to wait. They're not waiting for you, so you better be hustling.
Yeah, they're not going to let that defense set up. They're going to push it as quick as they can back up the court.
Yeah, they're fast.
Nice shot by Justin Allen. That falls, the 6'3 senior. Drops his first free throw. They'll shoot a second. It's off the front of the rim. Tipped by Owen Burt right back to Justin Allen. Gets it back out to Chaz Edbloom, who will run the offense here for the Vikings with 42 seconds left in the third. Justin Allen drains another big three-pointer from the left-hand baseline. Vikings on fire from the outside of the arc tonight. 66-21. Vikings with a commanding lead. 28 seconds left on the clock. Boomers miss a three-pointer from Mason Chamberlain. Gabe DeLeon will push it back up the court quickly to Chaz Edbloom, who drops it in for two with 16 seconds left in the third. Boomers push it up, and Edbloom will tighten up the defense here for the Vikings. 10 seconds left on the clock with the Boomers. Not much ball movement here. 5 seconds left on the clock. Blankenship overcommits, but yet causes the Boomers to turn the ball over with a long shot and miss from half court. So that's the end of the third. Your Vikings 68, Boomers 21. We'll be back for the fourth quarter on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Toledo. Wayne and I have got a little wager going here. The scoreboard says 167. That's 100 points off. The Vikings have not scored 167.
Yeah,
they do, though, have 67 over the Toledo Boomers 21. We have had some shot clock or some game clock problems tonight. It did happen during the junior varsity boys game. The clock had to be reset.
I hope they're not on plug, because that would be our fault.
And Wayne may have kicked the plug here. So we're going to have
this time.
The clock has to be reset. They'll reset the time and the scores here in just a minute, and we'll get back to it. And I don't know if Wayne's at fault for that or not.
The girl's a little frustrated. It's running the board. It's 67-21, but they had 167, and I said to Jay, I said, I think that might be the prediction. Not quite.
Well, I would hope that that Coach Perry would pull the reins on that a little bit and slow the Vikings down. But we're going into the fourth quarter here in Toledo. It is 67-21. Now, Wayne, you just told me a few minutes ago in the break that the Boomers only put 4 points on the board.
4 points on the board in that third period.
So the defense from the Vikings has been just tough on the Boomers. They have not been able to penetrate, and they haven't been doing a press. You know, the Vikings have been dropping back into a man-to-man defense. They have not pushed it, and it's been working very well for them.
Well, the Boomers haven't gone boom. That's
so
the thing.
With this lead and this point total, as we've seen in some other games that we have broadcast in Costa Rica so far this year, there will be a running clock here in the fourth quarter due to the extensive lead of the Vikings. So the Boomers will be inbounding the ball here with a running clock in the fourth quarter.
All right, the Vikings demanding lead.
Here we go. All right. Boomers work the ball around to the left. Look inside. It was an easy pass to McKibben. Shot is missed. Vikings
Clampy
with the block. Vikings quickly up the court, as we talked about, and shot is missed. We'll stay here with the Vikings.
I'll tell you one thing, Jay. If you're going to play the Vikings, you better be in condition.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I could not keep up with them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So Justin Allen inbound. And over to Justin Allen for a three-pointer from the right-hand side, who's been hot tonight, and he misses that one. But a big rebound by Michael Falcons. Wants to take a three himself and doesn't do it, but kicks it over to Chaz Edblom for one from the left, and he drains
three.
It. So 70 now for your Vikings and 21 for the Toledo Boomers. Boomers look to the right-hand side to Socha. He has not been able to get an outside open shot that he's really worked for. And he gets fouled on the drive to the basket and will go shoot two. As he picks himself up off the floor. So running clock now. Clock continues to run for those that may be unfamiliar with it. And that will run all the way through the fourth quarter, even during the free throws. So at 6:47 left, your Toledo Boomers 21, your Sayuslaw Vikings at 70. We have a timeout on the floor, and it'll be a 30-second timeout at Coast Radio Sports.
Hi, this is Jim from Sea Lion Caves, and it's a great time to come visit America's largest sea cave. Take our elevator 208 feet down into a spectacular nature experience. Visit our gift shop with thousands of unique gifts, artwork, and collectibles. And don't forget to try our delicious fudge and popcorn made right here in our gift shop. Sea Lion Caves has been a proud member of the Florence community since 1932. Come see us. It's a new adventure every day at Sea Lion Caves.
Viking Sports on Coast Radio, supported by Blue Star Gas and Three Rivers Casino Resort.
All right, we're back. Socha misses the first of his free throws with 6:47 left on the clock. Boomers 21, your Sayuslaw Vikings at 70 now. And Socha will take his second free throw from the foul, and it does fall for him. Is the Boomers 22. So just under a 50-point lead for the Vikings with 6:40 left in the fourth quarter. Ball's in the hands of Michael Falcons down below to DeLeon inside to Ryan Clampy, who makes an easy right-handed layup for two for the Vikings to maintain a 50-point lead. So the Boomers now will try to close that up. Mason Chamberlain will drive to the right-hand side with a layup, misses, and pass up the court to off the back of Justin Allen with a pass up to Chaz Edblom for a three-pointer that misses. But the rebound gotten by Michael Falcons. And he's fouled on his attempt to put it back up and add to the lead, but he's unsuccessful. So still with a 50-point lead at 22-72, sends Michael Falcons to the line with 5:59 left in the game. So Falcons takes the first one, bounces it off the front of the rim, and then off the back of the rim, and off the right-hand side, it does not fall. So the Boomers now will sub in back to their starters and see if they can turn this around a little bit and regain a little composure of this sinking ship they're on, put some points on the board. The Falcons gets ready for his second free throw, and it's up. And again, no good off the left-hand side. Not much battle there for the rebound from the Vikings. Let the Boomers kind of take that board pretty easily. Drives it all the way back down. Was Robert Wagner took it coast-to-coast and misses the layup. Justin Allen with the rebound takes it all the way coast to coast and just lays it up easily for two for the Vikings to give him 74 with 5:38 left. So Wagner again wants to take it all the way and works himself down low, has to kick it back out to get anything for a shot, and it ends up in the hands of Evan Putman again, who looks way left to Robert Wagner, who worked himself back outside the three-point line and puts it in the hands of Evan Putman for a three-pointer from the left-hand arch. Gets it to fall, gives the Boomers three, brings them 25 to 74 for the Vikings.
You could tell the frustration of the crowd because when that went through, they cheered like they took the lead.
Yeah, it did. And Ed Bloom just makes it another, adds to the deficit there a little bit. And Chaz puts a nice layup in with the right hand to give the Vikings 76 to 25 over the Boomers. So erroneous three-pointer there by the Boomers from Jack Heinlein goes nowhere.
Bad pass.
Deep bad pass by Ed Bloom by the Vikings, trying to get something down below. It doesn't go anywhere and is turned over to the Vikings, or to the Boomers, excuse me. And a three-point shot by Wagner goes off the front of the rim. Rebound, controlled by the Vikings, passed up to DeLeon, who takes it all the way down underneath and then kicks it back outside to Justin Allen, who passes back over to the right-hand side arch, over to Ed Bloom, who wants to drive left hand and misses the layup. And he's called for a foul from our outside official, and be shooting two with the body foul. At the 4:12 mark, we're going to have Micah Blankenship, Owen Burt, and Will Johnson now will be stepping into the game. The first time we've seen him tonight on the court. Will played in the JV game earlier this evening. So DeLeon gets the first one to fall. Faisal will bring in the subs.
The only thing I would say to DeLeon, if I was talking to him, is that I love your speed. I love how aggressive you play. Sometimes you need to slow it down. They get a shot.
They
you
get aggressive. Yep. They get aggressive. So DeLeon misses that shot. Owen Burt is subbing for him, so he stays on the sideline. And the Boomers will look to set up some type of offense here to try to get some points on the board, maintain a little bit of dignity to get under that 50-point mark. But they turn the ball over, and the pass goes out of bounds. Owen Burt will sub in, and Gabe DeLeon will have a seat there. We probably will not see him the rest of the game.
No, probably not.
And Blankenship on the inbounds from Justin Allen with 3:36 left on the clock. Blankenship drives right-hand side to Owen Burt, goes up, and the ball stolen right out of his hands by Evan Putman, who shoots it up to Mason Coker, and the layup. Two for the Boomers. Saislaw not to be slow down the court all the way deep to the deep right corner for Justin Allen, and a long three-pointer falls to give the Vikings 80 to 27.
He's got three of those three-pointers.
Yeah, once Justin finds the zone and he is on it, boy, it's hard to get him off of it. He will continue to do that. So the Boomers looking for a big outside three-pointer from Cody Lang. Shoots off the backboard. Owen Burt with the rebound up to Blankenship. Blankenship with the fake. Doesn't go. Burt with a
save
into Will Johnson up top. Over to Blankenship. 22 left on the shot clock. Two balls in the hands of number 22, Justin Allen, who goes up and they call a jump ball and a foul.
Really?
So we'll see which one they're going to call. We had one official calling a jump ball, one official calling a foul.
Last thing I would have called was a jump ball.
Yeah, official underneath called both hands in the air. So
they're going to keep it there.
Yep. All right.
Because they never got the hand on the ball. All they saw was bodies bouncing.
And that doesn't stop the clock. The clock continues to run due to the large advantage, scoring advantage of the Vikings. So there's 2 minutes left on the clock. Will Johnson with a nice easy layup on the inbound from Blankenship gives the Vikings 82-27 over the Boomers. Three-point attempt by Isaiah Bechtold recently into the game. No good. Rebound by the Vikings. Blankenship all the way across the court to Ryan Clampy, who's unsuccessful at three-pointer, but Micah Blankenship works his tail off for the rebound. Works the ball all the way around the outside to Will Johnson, getting him some activity in the game, and he just didn't make a good bounce pass there into Owen Burt, and the ball's turned over to the Boomers.
Trying to force it in there.
Yep, the Boomers just try to push the ball up a little fast, but they did get a foul out of Ryan Clampy on that. With 1:20 left on the clock, the Boomers will now inbound the ball. We've got Davian Frazier coming into the game, and Rowdy Throp coming into the game. Typically, normally our JV squad is coming in to get some varsity experience. So Rowdy gets the ball on the turnover from the Boomers. Rowdy drives the ball up, passes over to Owen Burt, into Davian Frazier, getting his varsity time. A little nerves there, and gets a travel.
He's thinking, I didn't know he took a step.
Yeah, a little antsy on this varsity squad, Coach.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We got 58 seconds left. Rowdy and Davian up top on the defense. Will Johnson, Eddie Osorio in the game as well, playing some varsity time. Good to see these guys before, even though we got 45 seconds left on the clock, getting some varsity playing time. And that's good for JV players to see.
Yeah.
Commanding lead, 82-27 now for the Vikings. Davian Frazier kicks it up top to Eddie Osorio. Osorio drives, down low to Will Johnson on the near side. Attempts a long three, goes out of bounds off the hands of Owen Burt. Kind of shaking his hands off there, might have jammed a finger on that one. So 23 left now on the clock. 20 seconds left. Vikings up 82-27 over the Boomers. 15 seconds left. And the Boomers are fouled on that. Isaiah Bechtold fouled on that shot.
Stop the clock.
And clock will continue to run and stop now for the foul.
About 8 seconds late.
Yeah, it was about 6 seconds late.
Yeah.
8 seconds late and ran off that clock.
Yeah. That's all right, though.
So
that's not going to be why Toledo lost.
No, not that 8 seconds didn't make a difference. So Rowdy on the foul there. But primarily some underclassmen here out on the squad, on the floor, getting some playing time for the varsity squad. Rowdy, Owen, Eddie, Will Johnson, Davian Frazier. Good to see them on the court tonight. And the free throw does fall for Isaiah Bechtold. 7 seconds now left on the clock. Will Johnson passes up to Owen Burt. And Vikings just kind of hold the ball here and let the clock run. And that'll do it for tonight's game. Varsity boys basketball. Boomers 28, Florence 82. We'll be back to wrap this up on Coast Radio Sports. All right, we're back here in Toledo. Wayne, what do you think of that game? Slaysville Vikings 82 over the Boomers at 28.
Well, I'm just going to tell you something. They played very well, the Vikings did. Toledo, you could tell after a while, just could not keep up with the speed. That was the biggest problem. And the other thing is, if they did have shots, they were never very comfortable shots. They were long-distance shots or they were under pressure shots for Toledo, and so Toledo just couldn't find the basket. They just could not get at the drop. They only scored 11 points in the second half.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, the defense from the Vikings is just overwhelming as well. They're just swarming all over the court like bees, and it's impressive to watch. If you haven't seen the Vikings, you need to come out and see them this season. Doing a great job so far against these teams they've played so far, but you know, that's going to change. They're going to go into some 3A games here in just a couple weeks. And it's only going to get more difficult as the season goes on. But the Vikings seem to score at will tonight, making the lead, as we said, you know, 82-28 is a final score. Given the Vikings scored 46 in the first and 36 in the second half. So
yeah.
They played at will and were able to get those junior varsity players at the end there. Good move by Coach Perry to get those players out.
Now, as big as a win as that is, if you're a coach, you found some things to work on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You should never walk away from a game, with nothing to work on.
Yeah, exactly. You know that they're going to work on it. Some of it may be sometimes you get out of control when you go so fast. You want to be careful about your body control when you're moving up and down the court fast. You know, especially when you're attacking the basket, make sure that, you know, you got a good lane to take it. If not, they're going to stop you or foul you or whatever. And that's good. But at the same time, you may just miss the shot because you went too deep and too fast.
Yeah,
that's some of the way you want to be careful. Speed's a beautiful thing. Believe me, it's like they always tell you in any sport, you can't coach speed.
Nope.
You either got it or you don't. And I'm telling you, this team has lots of speed.
They do. They do. And they're using it to their advantage, and they're exploiting the weaknesses of the defensive team. So that'll wrap this up. We're going to take one more commercial break, and then we'll be back to put the closings on everything. We'll be right back on Coast Radio Sports. Hey, and we're back here at Coast Radio Sports to wrap things up tonight. Your Slaysville Vikings with a commanding win, 82-28. Big high scoring tonight from Chaz Edblum at 17, Ryan Clampy at 16, Justin Allen at 17, Owen Burt coming off the bench at 9, DeLeon 5. Everybody scoring for the Vikings, all the varsity and senior players putting points on the board. Wayne, What do you think we're going to see on Friday? We play go to Harrisburg.
I have no clue. I do know if they play like this, Harrisburg's going to wish that we weren't there. But at the same time, I'm not sure what Harrisburg has to offer. I've covered them in baseball, and I know they have some good athletes over there in Harrisburg. So it'll be interesting. In fact, really, for a good tune-up game before you get the league, I think that would be good. I think a close game would really help Siuslaw in their development for going into the league.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you can't go through just blowing teams out by 50 all season. That's not going to make you any better. You got to have something to grow on, something to take back to the locker room and practice court to build on. So we're going to see what – we haven't faced Harrisburg. You know, this was our second challenge against Toledo. We'll see what Harrisburg brings Friday. I'm sure you're going to get a little insight Thursday talking to Coach in the morning. And you and I will be broadcasting from Harrisburg Friday night.
Looking forward to it. We're going to make the boss pay. We're going to go out to dinner in Harrisburg.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Thanks, everyone, for listening to us tonight and putting up with us. And enjoy your evening and safe travels if you're on the road. Thank you from Coast Radio Sports.
That concludes Coast Radio Sports live coverage of Siuslaw High School Sports on KCST. Brought to you by our proud Viking sponsors, including Hoagland Properties, White Cloud Enterprise Continuous Gutters, State Farm Insurance, Sea Lion Caves, Chuck's Plumbing, The Human Bean, Abby's Legendary Pizza, and Lofi Construction. The excitement of Viking basketball was made possible by Holloway & Associates CPA firm, Ray Wells Construction, West Coast Auto Body, SJ Custom Jewelers, Florence Heating and Sheet Metal, Elks Lodge 1858, Zalesi Insurance Agency, and Hunt Family Dentistry. Live coverage of Viking basketball on KCST is a Coast Radio Sports presentation.